was released from her 10-year prison sentence in Alabama's Tutwiler Prison for Women in 2011, she looked to God to guide her through her new life.
My foundation is biblical. I'm a Christian, and I don't try to hide that, but I don't throw it in people's faces. But yeah, that's my foundation, because I found that if you don't stand for something, you fall for most anything. But now I'm in my mid-50s, and so, I don't want to be an old fool, you know? So I try to live my life according to the Word of God.
Pamela spent most of her early life on the run from an abusive man who was the father of her first child. In order to get away from him, she moved from Alabama back to the state of Florida, where she had spent most of her childhood. Despite her attempts to flee abuse, she encountered the same fate with the man she fell in love with in Florida.
He would follow me, want to ram his car into my car, because I said, well, hey, you got to go, because I put him out of my house. But still, he wanted to be like a stalker, if you will, if I could use that word. So I had to just broke into my house and took some things that he had given me during our relationship, and so I had to get the police involved. But still, when I'm going through something, my children go through it as well. Because if I'm not my best, then they can't be their best.
One day, Pamela's older sister came over, and the two women decided that Pamela could not stay in the abusive environment any longer. As they were packing up her things to leave, the man came home from work and found them.
While we was packing my things to leave, he came in, and she and I, we had to physically fight him to get away. I never forget that. It was like good for me to know that, hey, I'm leaving. I'm out of this thing. I'm getting away. And so it was good. Even though we had to fight for me to leave, I know that after I was gone, it was over. I wasn't going to allow that back into my life again.
Long after these incidents of abuse, when she was released from prison, Pamela says if it weren't for the programs of AIM, she wouldn't have been able to make it through.
They came alongside me and they helped me. It was like a light in a dark place. And so they've helped me to get more stable out here. They don't just talk the talk. They walk the walk. When you come out, they come alongside you and they help you. Now, other programs, they come in and they talk, but these people are hands-on. They really are.
One of the hardest things for Pamela since her incarceration has been finding jobs that will accept people with a criminal record. Despite her hardships, she says she has moved on to a new life and is not looking back.
The jobs wasn't always there that I needed to really pull my family up out of poverty, as you could say. But today I'm looking to do better. Even though I'm older now, they won't allow me because I have a strike against me after having gone into the prison system. I've never had anyone in my past to come along and just say, well, yeah, you can do it. You need to get in there and stick and stay with it. I didn't have those type of influences in my life. Mm-hmm. So today, I'm my own best influence. Yeah.